one of my favourite times of the day, because you're not really doing anything, you're just strolling along. And then there's other people as well. The nearer you get to school, the more people suddenly appear. Parents get to mix a little bit as well. Kids kind of mix a little bit, so it's kind of good community time.
Happy National Walking Month. I'm Lorna from Living Streets, the national charity that stands up for pedestrians. This is the third in our special series of podcasts to celebrate National Walking Month, which is our annual campaign dedicated to celebrating and raising awareness of the benefits of walking. The month focuses on how walking can take you to more than just a destination. It can take you to a clearer head, better shape, hidden treasures in your neighbourhood, a fatter wallet from savings on petrol and public transport, and a healthier environment. Each of the podcasts in this series will focus on a different benefit. As we get ready for Walk to School Week, 19th to the 23rd of May, we'll be looking at how walking is a great way to spend some quality family time. Walk to School Week is a fantastic time to celebrate the benefits of walking to school, but it's also an opportunity for us to highlight how important walking to school is and why it needs to be made safer and easier for people to do so. Often, fast-moving traffic or inconsiderate parkers at the school gates can be a real deterrent for those who might want to walk if the environment felt safer. So this Walk to School Week, we're launching a campaign calling on government to make the walk to school safer and easier for everyone. As part of this, we're inviting both children and parents to write to Prime Minister David Cameron to tell him about their walk to school and what they think needs to be done to make it safer and easier. During this episode, we'll be meeting Jack and hearing about his walk to school with his son, Louis. We will also be discussing how the campaign aims to transform the walk to school with our policy and public affairs manager, Kevin Golden-Williams. And we'll be running through some key facts and statistics with our stats expert, Tim Fitches.
Hi, I'm Matt from Living Streets. I'm in Snake Park, next to Haggerston Station. It says Snake Park in the sign right there anyway. I've come down here to speak to Louis and Jack about walking to school and why they love it so much. It's actually Louis's birthday today, so first of all I should say happy birthday, Louis. What do you say when someone says happy birthday to you?
Merci.
Merci. I should say that Louis speaks fluent French, but I'm going to be doing this in English. So you like to walk to school, don't you?
Yes.
Why do you like to walk to school?
Because, well, I live quite near to the school and I see my friends on the way to school, so I can talk to them.
When you walk to school, do you walk to school with your friends?
Yeah.
More than you walk to school with your mum or dad?
Well, I do walk to school with my mum and dad, but then I go a bit ahead at the end and then I see my friends.
What do you talk about with your friends and your mum and dad when you're walking to school then?
Every day is really a different subject.
What did you talk about the last time you walked to school? Can you remember that? Was that today?
Today.
Today? So what did you talk about on the way in today?
We talked about my birthday.
And what did you say about your birthday?
Zach said, "You're 8 today." And then I was like, "Yay."
It's a pretty good age to be.
What else do we talk about, Louis? Sometimes we talk about what you're learning in school.
Yeah.
And sometimes you tell me.
Yeah, sometimes.
And what about when we go to school with Tane? What do you talk about with Tane?
We normally play, like, games, imaginary games, like we're in a very rare planet or something like that.
So you have, like, adventures when you're on the way to school?
Yeah.
That's ace. I want to walk to school again, yeah? I don't get to do that on the way to work. Jack, I should ask you then. So, like, that sounds like a lot of fun. What would you say the benefits for you?
Well, I walk with Louis and his brother, Marcel, who's 5, because I work every day. It's a really good time to see my kids, because I don't see them all for the rest of the day until just before 7. So it's...
And sometimes he goes to football on Thursday.
Yeah, so I don't even see you at all on Thursday, do I?
But you see us tomorrow morning.
So it's a chance for us to just talk about anything, what we're doing at school, what we did yesterday, where we want to go at the weekend. Louis tells me who he played with. Generally, it's just family time, I suppose. It's, you know, it's one of my favourite times of the day, because you're not really doing anything, you're just strolling along. And then there's other people as well. The nearer you get to school, the more people suddenly appear. And yeah. Parents get to mix a little bit as well. And kids kind of mix a little bit, so it's kind of good community time as well.
I was going to say, it sounds like a sense of the community coming together there. Are there quite a few people that walk to school where, you know, in the area where you live then?
Do you think most people walk to school, Louis?
Most people. Some people that live quite far away go in a car, and some people that live even more far away go in the bus.
And a few people cycle, don't they?
Yeah.
Most people walk. Nearly everyone walks, I think.
But there's a lot of people who scoot. Because I can see a lot of scooters when we come into the school, and there's quite a few bikes, so quite a lot of people cycle. But I think there is more people walking than going in a car or anything that I've told you.
You mentioned some people like travelling to work with cars. I mean, I don't know if that's what you did yourself, but can you think of advice that you might give people that are thinking about making the switch from car to foot during the journey to school?
Well, I think people drive for different reasons, and there are people who live right next to us who do sometimes drive, and sometimes I do think of asking them why they've driven, because it's really not far. And the kids are missing out, I think, on just that kind of imaginary world that you can create when you go to school. But I guess maybe parents might be rushing off to work afterwards or whatever. It seems that their kids are missing out, and I think probably the parents don't even think that walking to school is anything particularly good, but they maybe not have asked their kids. And, you know, maybe if they did ask their kids, or if the school pushed it, then the parents would realise that it's actually beneficial for them, and they might get out of their car.
Do you think there are barriers that stop people? Other than distance is the obvious one.
Lots of parents have busy lives and busy mornings, and sometimes they've got two or three kids, and sometimes their kids go to different schools, and you can understand why some can't do it. But I think there's always a way.
You can hear in what Louis told us what children are missing by not walking to school, but do you think there are ways that parents are missing out by not walking their children to school?
It's a really good chance to see your kids just in a relaxed environment and enjoy a bit of chat together. It's always a bit stressful in the mornings, getting ready, getting out of bed, having your breakfast, getting your bags ready, getting your uniform on, brushing your teeth. It's all a bit stressful, but just walking to school is actually quite relaxing, and, you know, it's a good time to chat. So I would encourage any parent to take that opportunity. And I think, you know, work, if work can be a bit flexible as well, that helps, because I get to work at before 9:30, and I can still walk to school. If I had to get in at 9, then I can't walk to school, and it takes that really important part of the day out. So I think workplaces have got a role in being a bit flexible as well.
Of course, you've got the benefits to their employees, because they'll be happier.
Because it's one of those things that, you know, walk to school gets more fun the closer you get, just because the build-up of people. So, you know, if you have to drive, parking a little bit away, and walking the rest might be an option. After school as well, it's great, because if you walk home, there's always a distraction, like going to the park or going to get an ice cream or busy streets and things to do. So it's quite a good time to explore, and kids love exploring. So, yeah, the walk home is good as well.
Thanks for talking to us then, Jack. I'd thank Louis as well, but he's off being 8. So I think we can just assume that his work is done. Yeah, he's going round on a roundabout now. Yeah, so thank you very much for meeting up with us. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Here we are again with our resident stats guru, Tim. And today we're going to be talking about family time and the walk to school. So, what have you got for us, Tim?
Well, Lorna, did you know that a fifth of rush hour traffic is made up of parents on the school run? Just imagine, if half of those parents decided to walk their child to school instead, not only would every 10th car on the road disappear, and think of the difference that would make, but think how much nicer it would be for those parents and children to get out and have some fresh air and exercise instead of being stuck in traffic.
I couldn't agree more. I bet it would save them a bit of cash as well.
Oh, you read my mind, yeah, that's right. Using the AA's current car running costs, we calculated that walking to and from school every day could save the average family over £400 per year.
That's enough to pay for a walking holiday for all the family.
Yeah, with a bit of spare change left over. Now, a major survey we carried out into school travel showed that 6 out of 10 primary school children think the school is too far to walk. Yet figures from the Department for Transport show that most families actually live within a 20-minute walk, which is totally achievable.
So why don't more people walk then, Tim?
Well, we don't think they're being lazy. You know, we think they've just got out of the walking habit. A YouGov poll found that 27% of parents automatically drive their children to school without even considering whether or not they could walk instead.
So how many children do walk to school?
Currently it's less than half of primary school children and even fewer secondary school children. And what's most worrying is the downward trend. 10 years ago, well over half of primary school children walked to school. But on current trends, it's projected to fall to 40% by 2030.
Fortunately, that's where Living Streets come in, isn't it?
That's right, yes. We've committed to reversing the decline and putting the figure back above 50% by 2017. And the good thing is, if we can teach these good, healthy walking habits to children now, they should carry this with them into secondary school and beyond.
So I guess the school journey makes a pretty big contribution to keeping kids active.
It really does. The snappily named Peach Study from Bristol collected school travel data from 1,000 children, and it found that the journey to and from school provided as much as a third of their daily physical activity. But the point I want to end on is that the government say the minimum unit of exercise needed for health benefit is just 10 minutes. So for those who live close to school, you know, 10 or 15 minutes away, that's obviously perfect. But for those who live a bit further away, they can still benefit by parking up and walking the last 10 minutes, something we call park and stride.
And this has the added benefit of reducing congestion at the school gate. So there we are, everyone. There's no excuse not to walk your children to school. Thanks ever so much, Jim.
Hello, I'm Vicky Huntley. I'm here with Kevin Golding-Williams from Charity Living Streets. He's the Public Affairs and Policy Manager there. We're here in Elder Gardens in Spitalfields, and we're going to talk about Walk to School Week. So, Kevin, why is it important for children to walk to school?
Well, really, I think there's three reasons why. I mean, the first one is the fact that we know that children who walk to school tend to be more alert, more ready for the school day. There's also the whole issue around obesity and public health. We know that one in three children in year six are either overweight or obese, which is going to be a major issue for us in future years. And also, we know that children who tend to walk to school are far more active than those who are driven to school. So in terms of actually getting their recommended daily allowance, Walk to School really is vital for them.
And what is the Walk to School Week campaign calling for?
The Walk to School Week campaign is calling really around three areas, which is all about giving pupils priority around the school gates. So the first thing we want are pupil priority zones. Now, some local authorities call these walking zones or car-free zones. And essentially, it's an area around the school gates which are free of cars during the beginning or the end of the school day and are much safer for children, and they feel safer for children and parents as well. The second area is what we call park and stride. So for those parents who do live a long distance away from a school where walking just isn't feasible, actually they can park around 5 to 10 minutes walk away from the school gate and then walk those last 10 minutes. And then the last thing is actually using things that we term school route audits to identify barriers for children to walk to school. And that could be anything from fast vehicle speeds right through to the lack of crossings near the school gate.
And what should the government do about it? Surely it's up to the parents to get their children walking.
Yeah, you're quite right. It is around the parents, but also what we're really calling on is the Prime Minister to get a grip on, frankly, incoherent government policy around Walk to School. The Department for Education hasn't taken this issue seriously. The Department for Transport is doing some work, but not enough. And the Department of Health have a role in actually ensuring the public health of our school children. All these departments have a role, but we need leadership from the top, the Prime Minister actually getting a grip on this incoherent policy.
And some parents might say that it's difficult to get their children to walk to school. How could they help them do that?
Well, the first thing, I suppose, is to get their school involved in Walk to School. We know the kids love collecting the badges, and that works very well, and the parents are very supportive of it as well. I think, really, for parents, it's actually about making the Walk to School enjoyable. So actually seeing it as a time when they can speak to their children first thing in the morning, they can talk about what they're seeing on the way to school as well, and actually just giving them some precious quality time with their children before they dash off to work or do whatever else they need to do that day.
And how's that work for you? Do you walk your children to school?
Yeah, I do, and it's great because we can talk about what we're seeing on the school walk, whether that's planes in the sky, birds, dogs, anything else. There's a dog that we walk past almost every morning, a little pug, so we have a conversation about the pug. But also it's a nice time to sort of find out what they're doing at school and what they've got coming up that day as well. So sort of increasingly we're all running around and we don't have much time, And so it's quite useful to have that 5-10 minutes at the beginning and the end of the school day to have those conversations.
And how can people get involved in the Walk to School campaign?
So in terms of getting involved, they can visit the Living Streets website and sign our petition calling on David Cameron to get a hold on incoherent government policy around Walk to School. We're also encouraging people to share their stories around their Walk to School. So what do they like, what don't they like, and we'll share them with the Prime Minister. Also, they can encourage their school teachers, governors, parents, teachers association to actually sign up to roll out Walk to School in their schools, so kids can then collect the badges and everything else as well. So there's a whole variety of ways that people can get involved.
Excellent. And people can go to the Living Streets website.
That's right. So they can go to www.livingstreets.org.uk/Walk to School Week.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all we've got time for today, but we hope you've enjoyed the final episode in our special series of National Walking Month podcasts. All the others are available to download from the National Walking Month Hub on the Living Streets website. We hope you have a wonderful Walk to School Week, and if you're feeling inspired to join our campaign to make the Walk to School safer and easier, please visit www.livingstreets.org.uk/Walk to School Week and add your voice to our campaign.